fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. Happy Advent to you. It's a great time of the church year, a time of anticipation, of watching and waiting, anticipating the celebration of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas. But also, we have one eye on Christmas and we have one eye on the Lord's return. This is the season that's characterized by waiting and watching. At Mass yesterday, in the Gospel reading from Mark chapter 13, verse 33, it begins with, Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." And he goes on to describe the posture we're supposed to have waiting for the Lord's return. Because part and parcel to what it means to be a Catholic, at the heart of our faith, is the proclamation that we acknowledge every time we recite the creed that Jesus Christ will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. So the church exists between the two comings of Christ. He came the first time as a lamb to become a sacrifice for our sin, to lay down his life for us and for the salvation of the world, to bring redemption, to make it possible to break the powers of sin and death, to make it possible for human beings to become, as John the Apostle said, to receive power to become children of God. But we also know that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And that time between his first coming as a lamb, it's a time of mercy. The church exists in time, in history, born of the work of Jesus Christ, the mission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit was poured out and the church was born, it's a miracle. It's a miracle in time. Jesus creates his body in the earth, in the church, and that church has a mission. That church has a mission to go forward into the whole world, obeying the commandment of Jesus, the Great Commission, to go forward and to bring the mercy of God, the forgiveness of sins, the offer of salvation, redemption, the possibility of sharing in all that belongs to Jesus. To be, as sons and daughters of God, we receive the inheritance of the firstborn that belongs to Jesus Christ. That is the kingdom of God, the glory of God. And at the heart of it all is Jesus brings us home to the Father. God is our Father, and Jesus is restoring everything the Father had planned and designed for us. He makes it possible. So the church, in this time of mercy between the two comings of Jesus, she's fundamentally missionary, and she's a movement in history that goes forth to witness and to proclaim the reality that Christ has come and Jesus is present in his church. In the church's preaching, in the sacraments, in the signs and wonders, in the communal life of the church, it's all there, the presence of Christ. And so this is a time when the church is called back in the season of Advent to remember who she is, that she shares in the life of Jesus Christ, who literally took on human flesh and became one of us, heaven and earth united in the person of Jesus. And God's work of salvation began there for the redemption of the world. But we also know that in baptism, all those who are in the church are baptized into Jesus Christ. And that in that, the old man that separated us from God, the reality of sin and sin's domination over us, we were orphans and aliens and strangers, as the apostles tell us. We were separated from God. We had no capacity on our own and our own resource to be united to God and to become children of God. But by virtue of Jesus' passion, death, resurrection, and ascension to the right hand of God the Father, he took human flesh, which had fallen from glory, which was separated from God, and was destined for condemnation. Jesus took human flesh into the glorious presence of God the Father. And God the Father bestowed on Jesus the glory of his full divinity and his total authority and his lordship, as we heard from the reading in Corinthians yesterday. I'll touch on that a little bit before the program's over, because Paul declares who Jesus is. But as Jesus returns victorious, having defeated the world, the flesh, and the devil, had brought about in himself the new creation, that is, existence for the human race beyond death, sharing in the resurrected humanity of Jesus. And that resurrection led to his ascension, which was the glory of his sonship lived in total unity with the Father. And he took us with himself in his flesh. Again, human flesh, humanity, a race of people that were destined for eternal separation from God, who had fallen from glory under the reign of sin and death, has now been brought to life with Jesus. And the reality of what Jesus accomplished is given to us in baptism, when we're born again by water and the Spirit. We're united to the death of Jesus. When our sin nature is crucified, is put to death with Christ, and we're raised with him by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, God's own Spirit, been given to us, and as a result, we become children of God. And it's that reality, it's that hope and redemption that the church exists to extend to every human being throughout the earth. Advent is a season where that urgency is stirred up, both by the Word of God, by the preaching of the church, and hopefully by our participation in remembering why Jesus came and what he's done for us and what he has sent us to do. So it's a time of mercy between the two comings of Jesus. But we know he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Jesus preached right from the beginning of his ministry the coming of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not just a set of values, shared principles that we can communicate to other people. It's literally the reign of God. It's the economy of God, the plan of God, but the authority of God and his reign and rule and everything he's designed and purposed for the human race and for his entire creation. And Jesus is the Lord, seated on the throne, established with all power and authority in heaven and on earth to establish the kingdom of God. And that means declaring the truth of the kingdom, which he proclaimed, and offering to the world the hope of participating in the life of the kingdom, which will be Jesus' eternal reign with the Father and in the Holy Spirit. And the church offers the world, everyone in the world, an invitation to come, sinners being invited to receive the forgiveness of sins, to enter the waters of baptism, to become a new creation, so that they can enter into the kingdom of God. And that means coming under the rule and the reign of God and beginning in this life to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, becoming disciples of Jesus, becoming Jesus followers who imitate the life of Christ by the grace of the Holy Spirit under the guidance of the Word of God, under the guidance of the teaching and formation of the church. And we make our way in history. And each one of us, everyone who's baptized into Christ, has a short window in this world. Another characteristic of Advent is the sense of the shortness of time, that each one of us, our life is a breath. It's a passing shadow. We're here today and gone tomorrow. It's crucial to know, and this whole season helps us lay hold of it. Who am I? Why am I here and where am I going? My identity, my purpose, and my destiny. And I want to touch on these things throughout the whole season of Advent, because this is really a time that the church every year for 2,000 years has been celebrating and remembering and preparing herself to be watchful, because the posture of being alert, being awake for the return of the Lord, is characteristic of what it means to be Christian. And knowing that the Lord is going to return, if you listen to the parables that Jesus gives to us, each one of them, which talk about the return of the Lord, talk precisely about what an alert posture means. Being awake and waiting and being about the work and the mission that the Master has sent us to do. So the heart of the church for each one of us in this season is not only that we remember Jesus' incarnation and the absolute game-changing event, the staggering event that the incarnation is, and that we ought to celebrate profoundly. The heart of the church for us is to lead us, as good shepherds, to lead us to the place where the Lord desires us to be. That is living together as a community in movement in time, the short time that God has given to each one of us. Because we know not only is the Lord going to return, but if we die before his return, we will appear before the judgment seat of God, which I'll talk about more tomorrow, that Paul takes up and each of the apostles remind us of, and Jesus himself calls us to be ready and prepared. So some of the key themes in this season. Readiness means shaking off the old man. That means dealing with sin in our lives, being really honest, doing a searching moral inventory of where I stand before the Lord. Am I ready to meet the Lord today? Is my lamp burning? Am I alive? Am I awake to him? Am I living the Christ life? Am I praying daily? Am I growing in my relationship with the Father? Am I turning away from habit patterns of sin? Am I going to confession? Am I receiving the sacraments? Am I really living in the community, which is the church? And am I opening my life to brothers and sisters? Am I accountable? Am I looking for help? And am I helping others in that journey? And of course, am I engaged in the Master's mission? Because we have talked many times on the program what the Second Vatican Council reminded us of, what's really the essence of what it is we're called to, what does it mean to be a Christian? And the Council underlined the universal call to holiness and the universal call to mission. That means everyone who's baptized is called, commissioned, commanded by the Lord to do these things. So the universal call to holiness is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus has come. He's poured in the Holy Spirit. He's poured love into our hearts, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5. Christ's love, God's love, has been poured into our hearts. Jesus is fulfilling the prophetic promise from the prophets of the Old Testament, who said, the day will come when God's going to give you a new heart. Because our hearts are sin-sick, they're stony. They're stony hearts, they're hardened hearts. It's not the tender, merciful, compassionate heart of God. So Jesus, in the miracle of the gift of the Holy Spirit, gives us a new heart. And throughout our life, if we cooperate with the Spirit, if we exercise our freedom towards saying yes to Jesus each day, he will soften your heart and my heart. He will make us more like himself. He'll conform us. And at the heart of Jesus, his passion is a heart for those who don't know the Father. Scripture reminds us that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. St. Vincent de Paul and many of the saints remind us that's the heart that brought Jesus to the cross to die for sinners, to give up his life, to make salvation and redemption possible. It's that same heart, the saints tell us, right now, today, in heaven, that's broken for the state of the world and for the sin-sick condition of human beings. And Jesus is counting on, he's empowering, he's depending on his church to be his hands and feet and voice in the world. Not just staying in the cenacle in the prayer room, or not just staying in the community, but being a community that's on the move, a community that's being sent, a community that's watchful and awake and alert, understanding the spiritual battle that we're in, and knowing in a deeply profound way the spiritual battle between the kingdoms that's unfolding. And what's really at stake is the eternal destiny of every single human being. Advent is a crucial time for us to be honest with ourselves. Have I internalized the great commandment to love God and neighbor? And have I internalized the great commission to go make disciples, to go make Jesus followers of every single person we can in this world, to seek and save the lost with our Master? That's the heart of Jesus, and the heart of Jesus has been poured into us by the Holy Spirit. It's not just for the bishop, it's not just for priests and sisters, it's every single one of us who bear his image. Let this season be a transformational one for you. God bless you. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.